Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Lending Forward. Today, I am thrilled to be joined with Brian View, the newly appointed president of MISMO. I guess it's not so new anymore, but it's still new to me. Brian comes to MISMO with more than 30 years of mortgage industry experience. I think most of us know him as the president and COO of FinLocker. He's also a recognized industry thought leader, author, and podcast host. And I consider you a friend of the show. So welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to be back, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And since I've had you, you have switched roles. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So last October, I joined MISMO, the Mortgage Industry Standards Maintenance Organization.
It's not a mouthful at all.
Yeah, much easier just to say MISMO. As president, left my day duties, my day job at FinLocker to join MISMO. This is a full-time gig. I still try to play the new guy card, but my team reminds me often that I can't do that anymore. So yeah, four months into it, it's going great. Before we hit record, I told you it's everything I expected and 20 times better. And the 20 times better is because of the people. The team at MISMO, we're small. We call ourselves small and mighty. Amy Moses on our team kind of coined us the six pack because there's only six of us in the organization, right?
Oh,
myself
wow.
included. Very small, lean team, and they're amazing. The team is amazing. Their heads and their hearts are in it for the betterment of our industry. But what makes MISMO so special is the community that surrounds that small team. So at any given time, there's 600 people from industry that are involved and engaged through MISMO, working to create solutions to big industry problems. So there's a lot there. I'm anxious to kind of get in and share with your audience more about MISMO.
But that just seems so cool. I mean, knowing you for as long as I've known you and your skill set, like, what better role for you than to corral 600 thought leaders within the industry to talk about, you know, awareness and alignment and all kinds of things. But let's back up before we get into that, because I'm pretty certain when we keep saying MISMO, there's a handful of people listening that are going, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
So do you mind taking a few minutes and just talking us through what is MISMO? How did it start? What is it doing?
Yep.
You know, all of that jazz.
You got it. So MISMO is a nonprofit. We're a wholly owned subsidiary of the Mortgage Bankers Association, but we're completely independent in terms of our operation. We have an independent board of directors. And we like to say that MISMO exists by and for the mortgage industry. And so what MISMO is the mortgage industry's standards organization. And what that means is for loan officers, every one of you is impacted every day by MISMO. When you originate a loan and you take a loan application, the Uniform Residential Loan Application, the URLA, is a MISMO standard. So that data set that represents the 1003, the Fannie 3-4, the URLA, they're all the same thing, right? That data set is a standard that was created within MISMO and is maintained by MISMO. That's one example of about 200 data standards that have been created over the 26-year existence of MISMO. So what I like to say to people is imagine if every lender had its own version of a customer application.
Oh my God.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then you were going to try to take that, your version, Atlantic Bay's version, and submit it to Desktop Underwriter or Loan Prospector. You'd have to build a unique custom integration for your loan application data, right? So Mismo was created to standardize that data like that, like the consumer information that's part of a loan application, so that point of sale and loan origination systems and underwriting systems and closing doc systems and secondary marketing systems and servicing systems can all talk to each other with the same data set.
That makes
So,
sense.
you know, for loan officers that don't know about Mismo, you don't really need to know about Mismo. Just know that it's there and it is here to serve you and your consumers by taking friction out of the process through standardization, by helping the standards also help drive loan quality, consistent, reliable, you know, results, et cetera. And so another standard that I'll point to, it's the most recent standard that was produced. It published in December, is the Mortgage Compliance Data Set, that MCD. You'll hear it referenced.
I was hoping you were going here, because I feel like in the compliance world, with all of the changes and the state regulators and all of this, I'm hoping there's some standardization
Yeah.
coming.
So, and shout out to Amanda Tucker from Atlantic Bay. She's been part of the MCD work group, and she and I are sharing the stage at a conference here. I'm sure we'll get into the conference swing in a moment, but the MCD is really interesting, Hannah. It's an example of how industry, mortgage originators, and the regulators came together to solve a problem that both experience today. From the industry perspective, lenders that are multi-state lenders like Atlantic Bay, you're subject to data requests, loan file data requests from all the states that oversee your company. And in a lot of cases, those data requests could vary from state to state. You know, the column headers and the row labels could be different based on the state, and the data that they require could be different. So, in a very practical way, in order for Atlantic Bay to manage this today, you probably have at least one full-time resource that just is focused on, you know, dealing with data requests and then fulfilling those data requests from a regulatory perspective. So for the lender, the lender's problem here was, we need help to create a more efficient, streamlined process through a data standard that the regulators would adopt. At the same time that the industry identified this as a challenge and as a problem, the Conference of State Bank Supervisors, the CSBS, which is who, it's the member association for state regulators, they came to Mismo with the exact same problem, basically saying, our members are seeking to have technology to create a more efficient process state by state, you know, so that we share a shared data set should help drive innovation from a tech perspective to streamline the actual work being done by the regulators. So this unique opportunity for both cohorts to come together and ultimately solve the same problem. And that's what Mismo became, the place, the place for this community to come together. And so we had lenders, we had regulatory state regulators, we had legal compliance experts, and we had technology platform providers like LOS and compliance testing platforms all work within the Mismo model for about 3 years to come up with the standard that, again, was produced, version 2.0 was produced last December. And so now, I'll go real fast, then we can get into your questions.
You're fine.
As we move from creating the standard to now we're in the adoption and testing phase. So now the industry, the technology platforms, the regulators, lenders are beginning to test this MCD, which will ultimately drive adoption by the states. And, you know, I don't want to just say this is going to be like a magic wand that gets waved. It's going to take some time for the testing and the adoption to take hold. But if
Mm-hmm.
we fast forward out 12 or 18 months, or however long it takes to get to like some scaled adoption, companies like Atlantic Bay will be able to reallocate the work that today is done on, aggregating data and actually put those resources to the important work of risk management and risk mitigation.
Yeah.
So that's an example, a long-winded example of how a standard becomes a standard, and then how all the players kind of work together to drive alignment and adoption.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up adoption because I actually wanted to ask, because I am genuinely curious, what does adoption look like? How does MISMO work with all of the lenders, the regulators, everybody involved to gain adoption? And then I guess, what does broader adoption look like? I mean, like, are there people missing out?
Oh yeah, totally, totally. Now, what I would tell you is there's a set of standards that are immensely adopted, and I'll just call those the U's, right?
Okay.
So think of the IRLA, which we just talked about. There's the UAD, right? There's the UCD, the Uniform Closing Disclosure. So there's a, I don't know how many. There's probably a dozen
All of the
U's.
U
Oh.
acronyms.
Yep. And those fall under the Uniform Mortgage Data Program, UMDP. So many acronyms.
So many. We need a couple more.
So this is a great, like if I'm a loan officer, this is the stuff that I would want to be known for knowing in my community, because the more you know, the better an advisor you are to your consumers. And so the UMDP is came about when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac came through the use agreed to use the MISMO model to create these U's that make it ubiquitous to, create an IRLA, and it'll be accepted by both Fannie and Freddie, to, generate a UCD, a closing disclosure that's acceptable by both, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so that set of U's really helped drive a more fungible asset that gets created that you could sell to Fannie or Freddie based on best execution and other determining factors. So the U's are probably the most widely adopted set of standards. And the reason is because they're mandated. If you're going to do business with Fannie and Freddie, you have to follow these. Then there's the UAD 3.6, which is currently in production mode, but not yet mandated. That'll be mandated in November, is the most modern data standard for the appraisal and the collection of data around that. But then we get into like MCD as an example. It's not necessarily going to be mandated. And so this is where adoption is so important, and really where awareness is important. So, having the opportunity to share with you is really valuable for us to get the word out. So I think as more lenders understand the value of MCD and potentially how it can actually save them time and money in their shop, I think they'll demand that their partners, their technology partners, whether it's their LOS or their compliance testing platform, they'll demand that those platforms are MCD slash MISMO compliant so that the lender can get the benefit. So it takes a lot of awareness building to help drive adoption. But from a lender perspective, I think what I would be looking at is where do the MISMO standards help me be more efficient and take cost out of my business today? But I would also be looking at where is MISMO going in the future to help, lenders of all sizes, drive efficiency and ultimately take cost out, which impacts, the consumers we all serve.
It's like you're reading my mind because that's what I was going to ask you next. I want to talk about standardization around AI and if MISMO has anything around that. So I'm going to ask you that in a second. But I also, just in the back of your head, I want you to know I do want to know where Mismo's going in the next 5-ish years so
Yeah.
that the lenders listening can get on board. But let's back up to AI really quickly because I think that's another place this industry could absolutely use some standardization.
Sure.
How is Mismo approaching, AI as far as standards and, governance goes?
Yeah, I'll answer it two ways. The first way is more of a kind of a aha, right? Any kind of AI is essentially a model, right? So machine learning, artificial intelligence, it's all model based. So just like you and I using ChatGPT, if we put garbage in, we're going to get garbage out. So at its core, the data standard infrastructure and model that exists within Mismo enables better results when you're leveraging data to through AI. So in one way, all the work Mismo's done for 26 years to this point has gotten us to a point where we can actually leverage AI in our businesses because the data structures are sound and uniform. So that's kind of set that aside. You mentioned governance. That's the big piece that I think that industry is faced with today. And it's not just industry, it's on the regulator side too. There's a lot of uncertainty. Where does AI start and stop? In a loan manufacturing process, AI doesn't stop at state lines. So how does a state look at AI and a lender using AI tools versus a federal? So what Mismo's doing today is we have an active artificial intelligence community of practice, COP, another acronym, just because we don't have enough of those. So the AI COP is a work group that's not yet working on a specific problem, but it has at any given time, there's 100 or so people in this AI community of practice that are talking about, not just governance and best practices, but also about what are the tools that we should be thinking about as a lender. And so Mismo's partnered with the Residential Board of Governors, RESBOG of MBA. RESBOG's number one priority for 2026 is around AI, and specifically, RESBOG is seeking to construct a framework that MBA members can rely on for the responsible use of AI. And so Mismo is the place where the work is going to get done to kind of build up that framework. So we have this, we can bring the community together, including regulators, including technologists, including lenders. And in this case, the AI COP has started the early work. This is going to take a while. It's going to be a big project, but it started the early work on designing and developing what will become a framework for responsible use of AI. I don't know, Hannah, that I would necessarily say that the output is going to be a standard as much as it'll be a framework, if that makes sense.
So back to Mismo, do you look for lender partners in that when you're building out frameworks and stuff? I mean, is it available to MBA members only, or do you all go outside of MBA to kind of get your community? What does that look like?
Yeah, great question. So I mentioned at the onset that Mismo is a wholly owned subsidiary of MBA, but we exist for the entire ecosystem. So MBA member or not, lenders, technologists can benefit and do benefit from the work that Mismo does. So we also have a path for membership for lenders and non-lenders. And I'll talk about that in a minute, but we're very specific, or not specific, we're very general in that we serve the entire mortgage ecosystem. Again, not just MBA members. So whether you're, an IMB that, doesn't belong to MBA, you benefit from MSMO. If you're a mortgage broker, you benefit from MSMO, right? Now, getting specific to what does membership look like for non-lenders, we won't spend a lot of time there. It's a traditional membership model. We have tiers of membership for the platforms and technology companies, and their membership unlocks access to MSMO Connect, which is where all the standards are kind of housed. Now, there's a version of every standard that's available for free through the MSMO website that's developed in an XML format. But most modern technologists want access to like a JSON data construct. And so those require MSMO membership. If you remember, I said MSMO exists by and for the industry. And so we absolutely need lender representation. We need lenders at the table for the 30 or so different work groups that exist today that are seeking to create a solution through standardization. So we ask for, and we put a public, comment out to bring the industry in. And we want subject matter experts that span lenders and GSEs and regulators and technologists. That's when we see the best work and outputs. From the lender perspective, lenders not only participate through sharing resources and expertise and experience, but also economically through the innovation investment fee. So annually, and this is good timing, so probably right about when this episode is hitting the airways, lenders will be receiving an invoice from MSMO for their innovation investment fee. And this is where I think it's so cool, Hannah. The IIF, Innovation Investment Fee, literally is 75 cents per loan. So if you think about like investing in your fee in our future, and I know you want to talk about the next 5 years, each of us through this IIF is literally investing in our future by continuing to invest in MSMO. We're a nonprofit, so we're funded solely by membership through lenders and non-lenders alike. So
That's awesome.
75 cents alone, it goes a long way. If everyone's doing their share through the IIF, we can do amazing, continue to do the amazing work that happens today, but really start accelerating what the future looks like. So that's hopefully that answers a couple of questions there.
It does. And I think what I love about MSMO and like all of these is I love when all of our lenders get together and get their brains together. And I love the relationships that all of these most of these lenders have together. I shouldn't say all, but speaking of that, we are, we've already kicked off conference season. I
Oh,
feel
yeah.
like conference season is now just a year-round thing. But MSMO just had theirs. The IMB is happening next week. Obviously, this will already air by then, and then we'll head into secondary and all of the other things. You're going to be all over the place, I'm assuming. Just based on what you've heard so far, I mean, what's the buzz around the conferences that our listeners should either educate themselves on or be aware of, just coming out of these conferences?
Yeah, I would say like using the MSMO Summit as an example, AI was like the talk of, I mean,
The
every
talk of the
session.
town.
Yeah, totally the talk of town. Like even if the sessions didn't have AI in the title, they were talking about AI. It's just we can't get away from it, and we shouldn't get away from it. And these conferences and these panel sessions are the right place to have those conversations. What's cool about Summit is people come to MSMO Summit and they leave their company badge at the door, and then they put on their MSMO or industry badge, and that's where we just see like real collaboration. Competitors come together again to collaborate on improving and moving forward our industry, and it's an inspiring environment when that stuff is happening, and that's one of the unique facets of MSMO conferences. It's they're really focused on GSD, get stuff done. Which, not all conferences are built that way. Ours are intentionally built that way. But yeah, I expect, IMB secondary, Western secondary, mortgage innovators. I expect AI to be like top of the list for panel sessions, keynotes, and just hallway conversations, because it's, we're at such a early stage from a mortgage industry's perspective in terms of AI. I'm a baseball guy. Well, I'm really a football guy, but baseball has kind of been near and dear. I think we're in the first inning of this AI journey for the mortgage industry. And some would say that the national anthem hasn't even been sung yet. So now's the time for, leaders and everyone to get together and kind of collaborate on what it looks like to responsibly use AI. And responsibly means serve consumers in a responsible manner, but it also means, not running afoul of regulation.
Right. That's cool. Well, I do want to talk about the future. I'm gonna ask you two different questions because I'm curious. One, looking ahead this year, next year, 5 years, how far you want to go? What's keeping you up at night? That's number one. But then number two, we're gonna flip it. What are you most excited about?
Probably they're probably, two sides of the same coin, frankly. I think the thing that would, in my current role, the thing that would keep me up most is what we opened with, which is the general lack of knowledge and understanding of Mismo. I talked about this community of 600 or so people that at any given time are working on Mismo related stuff. We have an industry with over 350,000 humans. So we have a lot of room to bring more people in, to the table, if you will. And a big reason that I believe I was brought into this role is to elevate the awareness around the Mismo brand, and ultimately, like you said, bring more people into the fold, into the community. And so while that's what keeps me up at night, it's also what energizes me and inspires me to come and talk to you on Lending Forward and show up on a stage at a conference, because I think there's so much more opportunity to advance Mismo and ultimately advance our industry. And the most exciting is what that ultimately looks like for consumers, because I think as we find our footing around adoption at scale of standards, I think we're finally going to crack the code on taking real cost out of the manufacturing process, which translates into consumer, what it costs for a consumer to get financing and ultimately own a home. So that's what inspires me.
I think just by you saying reduce costs of manufacturing should have everybody's eyes looking at Mismo and looking to see how we can support and learn more. What is one thing that you would want every listener to take away from this episode?
So it's two words that we use a lot. Mismo matters. And I'm going to take this back to our
I
loan
think I've got a
officer.
title of the episode.
Yeah, I have a podcast called Mismo Mic'd Up. So we definitely like to use our acronym. But I was saying this a lot when I was at FinLocker, and I'm still saying it in my role at Mismo. I truly believe that there's no better resource for home buyers, especially first-time home buyers, than the local mortgage advisor. In your world, you guys call them mortgage bankers. That is the single best resource for financial literacy related to home ownership, bar none. And when I think about the work that Mismo does in kind of getting into the weeds and understanding the mechanics, I would encourage loan officers out there that want to be considered a mortgage advisor to understand how your industry works, understand how interoperability works, how the information you collect from a consumer and gets processed through the loan manufacturing process and then moved to an investor, an aggregator, GSE, end servicer, yada, yada, yada. Understanding all of that and being able to articulate it back to your community will differentiate you in immense ways and make you a better mortgage advisor and ultimately earn you more business. So, for the loan officers that are watching this and listening to this podcast, you're already proving that you want to learn. So congratulations. Mizmo is a great place to go a layer deeper and learn even more about our industry.
I love that. And if they want to learn more, Brian, where do they go?
So Mizmo.org. You can always hit me up on LinkedIn. I like the followers, so don't be shy. We have this thing called the Mizmo Life of Loan, and it literally depicts the entire loan manufacturing process from pre-loan application all the way through servicing and post-servicing. That's a great place just to poke around and really learn more about, how the industry works from a data perspective, related to, manufacturing loans.
That's cool. That's awesome. Well, I can't let you leave without asking the question we always ask is how are you or Mizmo, you can take it either way, going to lend it forward in 2026?
You have my word and my commitment that we will at Mizmo, we will continue to lead the industry, but we're really focused on bringing the industry together. So for me, it's through collaboration. So lending forward to me means, having a collaborative partnership ecosystem, and Mizmo exists to support that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We love Mizmo. We support Mizmo. And I hope all the listeners go check you guys out. But thank you so much and have a safe travel year.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Catch us every other Thursday with a brand new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.